are being sealed, the very first tribe on the list is the tribe of Judah, not the tribe of Reuben, okay, which was second, actually, after, you know, in that order. So there is some emphasis on the tribe of Judah, and naturally because of the Messiah. Hebrews chapter 5. Get back over there. Okay, verse 5. Okay. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today have I begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Okay, now the Levitical priesthood, okay, with the sacrifices, the blood and the animal sacrifices in the temple, descended from the tribe of Levi. But Jesus, Yeshua, our high priest, is after the order of Melchizedek. Why is that? It's a better priesthood and a better covenant. Hebrews 9. And verse 10 and 11. And it says, where are we? We'll start it with verse 11. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, and that is not of this creation, nor with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He entered the most holy place, that's the Holy of Holies, once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. So we don't have to rely on animal sacrifices. We don't have to rely on the Levitical priesthood and the old covenant. We have a new and a better covenant because Christ died once and for all of us. The thing is, in order to come under that better covenant, you have to have a relationship with Yeshua, our Messiah. Because if you're not, you're still under the old covenant, and that's been done away with, so it's basically impossible for you to have your sins taken away or removed or even rolled ahead, which is what the case was in, under the old covenant. Those sins were never actually forgiven. They were just rolled ahead, you know, until the next time and then the next time and then the next time until the final sacrifice, Yeshua. So I urge you, if you have not made Yeshua your Lord and Savior and accepted his final sacrifice that was once and for all, that you do it today. Shabbat Shalom.